All right, it's certainly great to be in the house of the Lord. Well, let's stand up as we, I want to share the word with you this morning. I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 96. Psalm 96, I'm not reading out of Psalm 96, I'm reading out of Psalm 46. There you go, changed it real quick, didn't I? I don't know why I said that. But anyway, I'm reading it out of the New King James Bible. And for a reason, because I want to read the footnote that's under one of these. And I may have read it before, but you know what? Sometimes you need to hear something again and again and again. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible says we learn precept upon precept, line upon line. You know, we don't, just because you hear a sermon once, that doesn't mean you've grasped the whole thing. You probably got a part of it, and that's why we say go back and listen again, or go back and read a verse again, because there's something in there that you'll pick up every time you read it. But the heading of my psalm, it says, God, the refuge of his people and the conqueror of the nations. God. And when you think about, as I read this, I want you to think about everything that you, if you know in the news that's going on in the world. You think about what Israel's being confronted with. You think about what the people over in Iraq's being confronted with. You think about the people over in the other place where Russia's, Ukraine. Do you think about that? And then you think about the persecution that Christians are facing here in the United States of America. Because this is our hope, this scripture is. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I glance down here, and the present help means that he's reliable. He's proven to be a reliable stronghold in the past, so that any future calamity is no reason to fear. See, you prove your reliability. When you say somebody's reliable, that means you know what they've done in the past, right? Y'all remember that. So he's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, but he uttered his voice and the earth melted. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made the desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. Do you hear that? God makes the war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and he cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, I've read this before, but this was an amazing thing to me when I read it in the footnotes. The be still and know that I've got. Now, remember, we are in a psalm. The context of this verse is war. It's talking about all the nations and all the storms and all the troubles coming against Israel or coming against us. And God is saying, I'm in the midst of it. Don't worry. I'm in the midst of her. Don't worry. And then he says, be still. Well, first of all, he says, I break the bow and I cut the spear in half. He destroys their weapons. And then he says, be still and know that I am God. And that literally means this is not just get silent and worship. It's the voice of God addressing the wicked, warring nations with a warning. In other words, cease and desist. It is I, God, who will be exalted in victory. You do not have a chance of winning. So the next time you watch the news, you say, thank God you're with Israel. Thank God you're with the Christians in Iraq. Thank God you're with the Christians over in Ukraine. Lord, thank God you're our God here in the United States of America, because no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I don't care if the storm's coming from people, warring nations, or if the devil has been at your back all week. He says, be still, I am God. In other words, he's saying, pay attention. Sometimes, church, we need to stop and pay attention, because the battle's not mine. The battle's is the Lord's. And as I look back in the past at all the different things, God was saying, I was always in the midst. I'm the one that's bringing the victory. You do all the preparation you need to do. I think it even in Psalms it says, or maybe Proverbs, one of them, it talks about getting the horse ready for the battle, but God is the one that brings the victory. Always. Amen? Hallelujah. Be still. Know, I am God, and there is none beside him. You know what? That's shouting, isn't it? That is power this morning for whatever you're going through, and I didn't realize that some of the songs we talk about storms. He's God. Amen. Can you lift your hands and just thank him for who he is? As you think about your past, as you think about maybe some of the things you've gone through, you need to remember that when the fire rages and you're torn apart emotionally, maybe, that God is in charge. He sets the nations down. He puts the judges down, whatever it is. Amen? Amen. When the fight is endless and the day is dark, remember what he's done. When the fire rages and you're torn apart, remember what he's done. Peace in the midst of the war, calm in the center of the storm. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. Yeah. I will celebrate the Savior. Remember what he's done. When your joy is fading and you're all alone, remember what he's done. Love in the midst of the pain, shelter instead of the rain. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed.
Oh yeah.
I will celebrate the remember what you've done. I will remember what you've done. I will remember what you've done. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. The Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved. I will dance for my restorer.
done.
Oh, come on, church.
I will remember, I will remember what you've done. I will remember, I will remember what you've done. I will remember, I will remember what you've done. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved. I will dance for my restorer has restored.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify and we worship you, Jesus. We celebrate, Father God, what you have done. Hallelujah. And we accept it, Father God. We believe in what you've provided for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's right. Hallelujah. Time to celebrate around this place, church.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You know, the thing is, we can get hyped up for camp meeting. But we've got to realize camp meeting was just not just for three or four services. It's a lasting thing that he's done on the inside of us. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
You are amazing beyond compare, God Almighty, King of Kings. I will be praising you everywhere. You are faithful in everything.
Magnificent.
Magnificent in all your ways. Forever we will sing your praise.
Yeah.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
More than anything.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
You are amazing beyond compare, Lord Almighty, King of Kings. I will be praising you everywhere. You are faithful in everything.
Come on now.
Magnificent in all your ways. Forever we will sing your praise.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Marvelous are you, excellent and true in everything you do.
Lord,
hallelujah,
Lord.
You are so amazing and we bless your name.
Glorious in power, faithful every hour.
Hallelujah, Lord.
worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, Lord! Hallelujah, Lord! Marvelous are you, excellent and true in everything you do. Hallelujah, Lord! Hallelujah, Lord! Glorious in power, faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord! Glorious in power, faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord!
Hallelujah! Woo! Do you realize what you just sang? Glorious in power, faithful every hour. Marvelous are you. Folks, we can't do it, but I know a God. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. In the middle of your storm, hallelujah, he's holding on to your hand. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me, yeah.
And I can see a light that is coming from the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. Come on now. And there will be an end to these struggles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me, yeah. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be no end to these troubles, but until that day comes. Oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh, we're singing, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me, yeah. Woo! We're singing, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, know, oh, no. You never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Hallelujah, come on. And I see a light
that is coming for the heart that holds on.
There will be an end
to these troubles, but until that day comes,
oh,
still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh,
oh, I'm singing.
You're singing. Oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
All right, now come on, declare.
Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be no end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Oh, we're singing, oh no, you never let go.
Situation that's been on your shoulder all morning, and I want you to hand it up to God, and I want you to say, God, you said you'd never let me go. You said you'd never let this child go, or you're never going to let this situation go, because you're Lord, you're God, and we're not. And Father God, in the midst of this storm, you're in control. You cause the weapons to break. You cause the storm to be still. You tell the storm, just like Jesus did when he calmed the storm out there on the boat. When he said, be still, he was saying, stop, desist. I am God. I will have the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, rebellion can't stand before God. He'll take that rebellion. He'll say, honey, you're mine. You declare with your mouth what God says is yours. You don't give Satan any territory. You don't give him any right. And you say, Satan, you're a liar. My God says, and my God has done, and my God will do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and just a second. In the bulletin this morning, there is a little article at the bottom of the first page. It says, or at the bottom of the second page, rather, if times are seeming tough, remember God is tougher. If God is tougher, then you are tougher. But you must believe
Amen.
You are tougher.
Amen.
Now, just to show that God is tougher, I want three testimonies.
There you go. Amen. Hallelujah.
I have been waiting through all of the singing and praising God this morning. He is tougher. And because he is, we are. He is an awesome God. Ed and I had a situation, and it's been going on for about a month and a half. And we were actually, in writing, denied a claim that we had where the electricity, and I'll just tell the story. The electricity about a month ago knocked out our central air unit that we bought 6 years ago. We had to buy a new one because Ed needs air. It was like $2,500. Okay, so then we went ahead and bought it. Our claim was denied because this adjuster who came out, the insurance company paid him $800 to come out. He came out to our house and looked at it, and all he did was ran a meter over it, looked at the wiring, and said it was not by electrical damage. So, of course, the insurance company denied it. So Michelle at Farm Bureau kept working and kept working, and I kept calling and calling and back and forth. And she said, the only thing that we can do is haul that big thing to Louisville to the company so they can cut open the compressor and look inside. We did that. We did our part. But God was ahead of us in all of this. And everything that I read in the bulletin from our pastor is my testimony this morning. Because God will not fail you no matter what the situation is. Whether it's sickness, whether it's financial, whether it's your children who need to be saved, hallelujah, God will not fail us. We have to put our trust in Him. We have to operate on, God operates on our faith. Only if we believe in God and trust in Him completely. We gave that situation to God because we couldn't control what this company did. And the devil was trying to tell us that the company, we had to take it to the same company that this guy was from who denied us. We had to leave it in God's hands because we could not change the company's mind. The doubters were saying that the company is not going to go against their man. Let me tell you something. God said, and God did, and we were victorious. They changed the whole report on our behalf because God. So just remember, no matter what people say, no matter what the doctors say, but God said. And when God says it, it will be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That company, the regional manager called us from Indianapolis. We took it to Louisville. He called us from Indianapolis and apologized to us and said, yes, it was electrical damage. Insurance has no choice but to reimburse us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God
Hallelujah.
Is awesome.
There
amen. Is nothing
well,
that
amen.
He cannot do.
Scripture verse when God looked and he said, y'all be still. Listen, I'll tell you what. You sis, you quit doing what you're doing. I am in the midst of this problem. I will have the victory. Amen? Amen. All right.
All right. There's the second one.
Okay. I want to praise God because my niece had her baby, and by all accounts, it was doing all right or whatever. Then it had low blood sugar, and they couldn't get it up or whatever. And so we prayed for it last night and everything. We were at the house, of course, there in Somerset. Anyway, I went to go see my sister Sandra, and they said by 2 o'clock they've got it on IVs and its blood sugar is up 55. They're going to be taking the IV out this morning, but God said it's going to stay that way once the IVs are out, and it's looking good. The newest member is Michael Alexander Kane, and he is 7 pounds, 2 ounces, and 20 inches long.
Wow.
And a very big, bright-eyed little boy.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're ready for that third testimony this morning. Come
I'll
on.
Share.
Go ahead, brother.
I'll share. I don't know if any of you guys in here ever had a struggle in life, but let me tell you this little situation here. 2009, I had a horse flip over on me, and it broke my back. Changed my life. It took everything away from me that I loved doing. I can't ride a horse anymore or none of that. That was the bomb in my book. Now, from that point until about a week ago, I had to walk around here like that nothing had ever happened in my life. And the reason why I did that is because I kept trusting in God. Then we had a camp meeting here, and a lady stood right there as I was sitting there, and she spoke a word over me. And she told me that my money problems will be gone. She told me that happiness and all this good stuff will be restored. Well, I praise the Lord on that issue. Now let me tell you this little part. I heard that lady right there say thousands of times that God would restore what the cankerworm has eaten. I heard that, and that has stuck with me through the times when I went and sat in a stall in a barn and just cried because I didn't know what I was going to do next. But you know what? I didn't run from God. I laid right in there and kept doing what I knew I had to do. There's been times when I didn't know where I was going to get gas money from to go sing at these churches. So you know what, guys? It's all good. I got hired on the job, started Wednesday, and I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life right now. Is that not an awesome thing? God is a good God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, just look. Healing, a situation to where an insurance company denied and God turned it around, a job, financial struggles taken care of. You know, we serve a mighty God.
Amen.
And you know, the testimonies declare, and if you're listening online, you need to hear this. You need to reach out with your faith and realize all this is going to overflow now.
And
somebody's
you know,
going to be saying to Ricardo, well, Ricardo, haven't been able to get you on the phone. What have you been doing? And he'll be able to testify to the goodness. And everybody knows it talks to Ricardo, who's going to get the credit for it. God's going to get the credit for it. Amen. And we've been praying for Brittany and everything, and for her to see the hand of God touch her.
And
you know, nothing touches the heart of a mother.
And there is a change going on in their
there
family.
There is such a change going on in their family. And you who don't know, Sandy is Libby and Sherry's sister, and Brittany is their niece. And you know, the touch of heart of a mother is to take that child, that baby, and heal it. And you know, regardless of what the report said, that God has touched that child. That's going to turn any mother's heart around. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay.
My sister has been struggling for the last 4 years since her husband died. He took out a mortgage. It's a long story. I'll try and make it short. But he taken out a mortgage on the house, another mortgage, and without her approval. The bank has been horrible to her for these last 4 years. They wouldn't talk to her. They wouldn't give her any information because she's not Joe Velchek. And she's been coming up with the money every month. There was one time that they did put her into foreclosure. She came up with the money, and they said if she was late one more time, she would lose her house. It would go right into foreclosure. Nothing. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, and every time she went to try to get a loan or remortgage, she would be denied. As soon as her Social Security went in, they said, we won't look at you. She finally, we prayed last week, because this coming week, Tuesday, her mortgage is due, and she doesn't have the money. Well, and she's gotten all the help she can from friends and family. And so we prayed that somebody would come through to remortgage for her. She found somebody to do that, praise the Lord. But it won't be in time for the payment that's due on Tuesday. So she took her vehicle in to different dealers to trade it in for another car. And everybody she went to wouldn't give her enough money. And she's downsizing. And Friday, last night, a friend called her. She said, you go out to this dealer. They're a friend of mine. And God is so good. She walked in, and they said, how much do you need? She said, $7,000. She said, you got a check. The vehicle isn't ready to drive, but you take your car, and when it's ready, we'll let you know. If you don't like it, we'll find you another one, but we'll give you a check for $7,000. She has the money to pay on Tuesday.
She not only has the money to pay on Tuesday, but a mortgage has come through, and it's going to be taken care of. Hey, listen. If you've never been in that situation, that's rejoicing. That's equal to the lame man walking, and all of a sudden he had never walked and him starting to walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
These are just testimonies that no matter what kind of situation you're in, if you trust it to God,
amen,
he can take care of it.
Amen.
And you can't listen to some other voices necessarily. You got to listen to the voice of God. And if you read the article that I put in the bulletin, if you start listening to voices other than what God's told you, even if you think that the other person is a godly person, but you know what God's told you, you better stay with it. Because everything you hear is not what God's saying. There were some things going around. I've heard two things about me this week. I heard that somebody called me and asked me, said, "Are you not pastor anymore?" Yeah. Said, "I heard you weren't pastoring." I said, "You did? Where'd you hear that?" "Well, on Facebook. Saw something on Facebook," and I chuckled and I said, "Oh, you're about the third, fourth one that's asked me about that. Something about the last service?" "Yeah," I said. "Don't assume things. I saw a thing the other day on TV, programs named Your Bleeped Up Brain. And did you know your brain is geared to answer every question that comes to it? If it doesn't have all the information, it still answers the question the best way it can. That's why you have all of these things, like something goes and you hit, this information comes, and you say, I'll bet you, because your brain's answering that question. That's what it's made to do. But it's also made to use all the information available. But if you don't have all the information, and what it was the thing, the last service we had at the camp meeting down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the last service.
That's all I said, was getting ready to go into the last service. And everybody assumed that he was retiring. It didn't say a thing about pastor, not going to pastor anymore. We were in Louisiana at the conference. We were getting ready to go into the last service, and they were getting ready to ordain the ministers and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's time now with these testimonies and the things that are in
and
our
then,
heart.
And then, I got
okay, that was
and
one.
Then
okay.
That was one. But, and then somebody asked me this morning, "You been in the hospital? I heard you were in the hospital. Any of the rest of you here, I was in the hospital this week?"
No. I didn't hear it either.
Well, I almost was, but I really wasn't. I did fall. And you know when you're 67 and you fall unexpectedly? It does leave an impact. So I've been limping around all week, but I haven't been in the hospital. And, you know, these things come and they come to pass. So we had to get up early Monday morning, go to see my surgeon in Louisville at 6:15. You know, that's almost a sin. They have to be in Louisville at 6:15 in the morning. But we got up and we got ready to leave, and I fell over a suitcase out on the floor in the living room and landed on everything except my head and elbows and arms and wrists and knees. And Laverne said, did you hit your head? Did you hurt your head? She's all concerned about my head. I said, my head's fine. It's everything else. And so the doctor looked at me when I got up there, and he said, I don't think there's nothing broke. And it's a guy I grew up with, and he said, you know, when you get our age, these falls are not too kind to us sometimes. But it's been that kind of thing. So I've been overcoming. But you know, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that means everything.
Everything.
Everything. And do you know, you are not immune to the devil coming up and sitting down next to you and telling you a bunch of junk. You didn't scare him bad enough for him to leave you forever. Now, you may make it rough on him when he comes around, but he will come back to test you again. He'll come down and say, let's have another talk. And if you can get, if he, rather, can get you into a conversation, he will stay with you as long as you will talk to him and as long as you will listen to him. And he's better at talking than you are. He's got more of a lawyer tongue. That's why you need to let Jesus do your talking. Say what he has to say. Don't try to outsmart the devil. Just say, well, let's turn this over to Jesus. Let's say what he has to say. Amen. Let's listen to his word on this. And then you argue with him. But we're going to sing another song. While we're doing this, we're going to open this up. You've heard all these testimonies of what God can do. And if you've got something in your life that you need God to do and you need it done rather needfully, you got to have it done. You don't want to wait any longer.
Amen.
Then you come forward during the praise and worship while we're before the Lord. And prayer team, you come forward. Sister Shirley. And we'll let the Lord be the Lord.
Amen. Let your mercy reign, Father God. You give the brokenhearted a song. Lord God, your love is deep, your love is wide. Let your overflow this morning. Amen.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running. There's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing.
You reached down and lifted us up. You came a running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love.
Your love.
You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart.
Let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. Mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us.
Hallelujah. God, you have done.
You're the faithful one.
When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain
on us. Let it rain.
Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. Father God, we can think of 10,000 reasons this morning as we worship you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul.
to be thankful for, church. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 reasons and forevermore.
Oh, bless the Lord. Church, yes.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship Your holy. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name, I worship your holy name, I worship your holy name.
Sweet Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, we love the Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord.
Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. Worship your holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to remind everybody that if anybody's going to be baptized, need to see Pastor before the service is over with. Tonight at 5 o'clock out at Jerry and Denise's. Just the baptisms, all we'll be doing. Youth are going out there this afternoon for some fun. Praying for it not to rain or storm. Be a little warm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor. Thank you, praise and worship team. After we have our prayer time, we'll dismiss our children and our youth services this morning.
You move your water. Mm-hmm. So I'm not tempted to drink it. Mm-hmm.